Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to you to Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. It is 10:40 a.m. We're a little bit tardy starting. I apologize for that. But, some of our closed sessions took longer than we had anticipated. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce. If you feel led to rise.
And if you don't mind, you can bow your heads. New year. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give that divine wisdom to each and every member of this commissioner's court, but not just this commissioner's court, every elected official in Jefferson County, that he and she does her best. And not only that, Lord, to our employees, where they serve the public with your grace and mercy ahead of them. Lord, we ask that you keep our country in strong and moving in the right direction with military support that we need. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Alrighty, we'll begin our meeting with a time of public comment. If anyone has a comment on any item that's on the agenda today that you'd like us to hear before we vote on those items, then you may approach the lectern. If you're not in court live but are attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for controlled building access systems for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bid for airboats for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, which is funded by the Port Security Grant 2023. Item C is consider and approve a professional services agreement with Science Engineering SEL Geotechnical Environmental Materials Testing for soil and foundation investigation to include borings for the repair and rehabilitation of the midway at Fort Park for a cost of $2,000, which is not to be exceeded without prior approval of the court. Funding is being provided by Capital Projects. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Spectrum and Jefferson County for new and revised services located at downtown courthouse complex for a total monthly cost of $294.94 and one-time change for a equipment installation fee of $475. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Pearson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repairs to road machinery. Item B is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $110,348.22 to the State Comptroller for intergovernmental transfer for Jefferson County's Local Provider Participation Fund for the Graduate Medical Education Program. Item C is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $553,489.56 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Now, item D is to consider and approve eliminating the food service manager position in the Sheriff's Department or Corrections budgeted at $68,650. Consider and approve reclassing the painter position grade 46 to Corrections Maintenance Crew position, increasing the salary grade of the Corrections Maintenance Crew positions 2 to grade 52, and increasing the budget position to $62,148. In addition, increase the budgeted position to the welder position to $62,418. And the electrician corrections position to $75,102. Net effect of these changes result in an estimated annual savings of $67,000, including fringe benefits. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 513422 through 513544. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion?
No discussion. Just question, Fran, on this B. Is that the
the intern program that, I guess, at Baptist Hospital in this area?
That's the one that all the hospitals have that mandatory participation that they use.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is conduct a public hearing pursuant to Chapter 312.401 et sec. Of the Property Tax Code of Texas to consider approving an amendment to the property tax agreement between Jefferson County and Lindy, Inc. for the project located within the Golden Storage 2023 Reinvestment Zone. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Yeah, move.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we will now open up a public hearing for anyone who wishes to make any comment related to amendment to the property tax agreement between Jefferson County and Lindy, Inc. Hearing none, we will close this public hearing and go on to item B, to consider possibly approving and authorize the county judge to execute an amended agreement between Jefferson County and Lindy, Inc. to postpone the commencement of the abatement because of exigencies encountered that have caused delays in construction. Motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Human Resources, we will have one item to consider and possibly approve revisions to the Personnel Policy, Practices, and Procedures Manual for Section 5.6, Grounds for Immediate Suspension or Dismissal, Section 5.11, Computer, Electronic Mail, and Internet Use, and Section 10.2, Vacation. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioners Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Crime Lab, we have one item to consider possibly approve, receive, and file a resolution for the Coverdell Forensic Sciences Improvement Program grant for the Crime Lab for fiscal year 2024. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Is anybody here from the Crime Lab? Nope. No, I just was going to remind them that Commissioner Bush is no longer Precinct 2 Commissioner. They had it wrong on the...
I'll make sure
I'm offended. I'm easily offended.
Easily offended.
There you go.
I like Bush more.
So do I.
I was going to ask, did we get an upgrade here or not?
My wife likes it more, too.
All right, under Sheriff's Department, we have several items. Item A is considering possibly approve a resolution to authorize the county judge to execute a grant application with the Office of the Governor for the 2024 State Homeland Security Program grant. Regular projects, no matching funds are required. Item B is considering possibly approve a resolution to authorize the county judge to execute a grant application with the Office of the Governor for the 2024 State Homeland Security Grant Program regular projects with no matching funds required. And item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution to authorize the judge to execute a grant application with the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts for the 2023-2024 Rural Counties Law Enforcement Project Funding pursuant to Senate Bill 22 from the 88th regular session. No matching funds required. Do I have a motion on those?
Second.
Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
None. This is great. No matching.
I wish I could find some grants for no matching funds.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item B is the LETPA. It's not essential.
Sir?
Under item B is the LETPA grant.
LETPA?
Yes. Law enforcement.
Projects training grant?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's still same.
Great. Okay.
Okay. Do I have a motion and second with that amendment?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded on the amended correction of item B. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court wishes to bring any item to the attention of the public without our taking action. And it appears as though this week the winds were below 12 miles an hour up until yesterday, I guess. And so I saw a lot of planes, a lot of mosquito control planes flying around the county.
So, of course, right now, with the weather the way that it is not conducive at this time. This week, it appears it will be a challenge for us to spray. We did have schedules with every window of opportunity that we had. Most of our flying did take place in the evenings because that's when we received the break in the weather. The temps in the mornings has been a challenge for us. But what we're doing right now is we will, as of today, we've started larvicide. And what that's going to do is hopefully help with the adult mosquitoes that are breeding underground. And so I believe that will help. It doesn't appear this week we're going to have any PM schedules because of the weather. The wind, of course, the gust is extremely high. But with that being said, we've done landing rates. We've conducted landing rates. The numbers have gone down. So we do know that what we've done thus far has been effective. And we will continue to do that as long as the weather allows. But the mornings are a challenge. They have been, and it appears they will be. But nonetheless, we will be taking every window of opportunity to do that.
As strong as the wind's been, I can't believe the mosquitoes are not in the next county over.
They are. They are. I also want to bring to the attention of the court, because it has come up, we do fight with the bees, you know, in the area. The beekeepers, it is a problem. We try to work with beekeepers as much as we can. When they do get with our office, we do like to inform them. In the event of the mosquito population increasing, mosquitoes does take precedent over the bees, absolutely. We also have residents that are raising butterflies. We also have, right now, the birds are migrating. The pilots did inform me on last week when we sprayed, there was a large number of birds. We did have, a few years ago, we had an accident. A bird collided with with the plane, the windshield. The pilot was cut up because of it. So, of course, the pilots are concerned about that. But nonetheless, there again, we will do everything that we can to work around that. But that is definitely a problem for us as well. So there's so many different factors. There's so many things that comes against us as well. But
yeah, this is the time of the year when I'm driving to Houston. Between the Taylor's Bio Bridge on Highway 73 and Winnie, my wife and I have a game where we count the number of hawks we see.
Yes.
Because they're here.
Absolutely.
And there's a bunch of them.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. So they did report that to me on last week. So that was definitely a hindrance. But the landing rates have gone down. For sure, and but also want to make aware that it's that time of the year where we have to start mandatory maintenance on our planes and trucks, and we're doing that a little at a time. We will always have a plane ready and available to fly if need be. Because of COVID, we have a lot of vendors that have gone out of business because of it. Our King Air airplane, almost over 50 years old. It's sometimes hard to get parts for it, so it's been a delay in getting parts for that. So those are just some things I want to bring to y'all's attention as well.
That was a sneaky preparation for y'all for budget hearings. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, you know, you caught that one.
Well, y'all need to start looking at that federal surplus program, see if there's any other planes available out there.
Let
me ask
you. I'm actually researching right now. We're looking into some possibilities.
Let me ask you a question. How does the weather fare with them? Because we're supposed to get a real cold front coming. Does that ever help us?
It has in the past. This is very unusual. And that's why it's so hard for us to spray right now, because typically we're not. We have records that go back, that span back 30 years. And what we've done thus far, it's always been done. Mosquito control is very standard because of the regulations. And that small window of opportunity that we have, especially when it gets dark soon,
right.
The pilots have to be headed to their section by 4:30. and that's to get to their section, get the section completed, and then head back in. When it starts to get dark, the power lines, the new lights that they've put up, you know, on the highways where they are, it's blinding. You know, it makes it hard. The visibility is hard. And so this time of the year, to answer your question, is it's very complex for us to spray at this time because it's small windows of opportunity. And then we have so much area to cover. We have over 36 sections. We have 3 airplanes. We have 3 pilots. We have 8 full-time guys that are able to even get in the trucks at night. And, you know, and so when you consider 36 sections, 3 pilots, and the acres we have to cover, it makes it hard sometimes. We get it done, nonetheless, but it's sections at a time. And then everybody wants to get sprayed, and we get it, and we are working on that. We're going to make sure that everybody gets sprayed, especially those highly populated areas. And I thank God that it has only been where it's been, because if it had been countywide, that would have made it almost impossible. So.
But does the 20, like, if it's going to be 25 degrees, does that kill any of the mosquitoes?
We're hoping it does. It should. Typically what the mosquito does, even with the wind that we see today, even with the temperatures that we're experiencing, if they can find somewhere to rest and it's warm, just they will rest out there. With the breeding, so when the mosquitoes hatch, the female can live up to, you know, I mean, weeks, where, you know, after the mating of the mosquitoes, the male mosquito can die, like, within 7 days. So, you know, with the breeding going on, they are laying as well as 1,000 eggs when they do that. But we're hoping that the temperatures does. We always depend on the weather to help. The weather will help us, for sure. So, but everybody's saying that this time of the year, where are the mosquitoes coming from? The seasons are changing. Seasons are definitely changing, so...
Okay. Thank you so much, Denise. We appreciate your time. Let me mention something to the court and Fran. And we can't take any action on it, but you'll need to look at the budget to see what's there. We had, up until just recently, been getting COVID testing materials from the state or Department of State Health Services. They're no longer providing that. I actually have 3 employees out of my office with COVID for the last several days, from last Thursday and Friday. Thankfully, my other employees weren't exposed to them. They have been doing a lot of COVID testing, and thankfully, you know, the COVID has gotten to the point to where we're not seeing all these deaths from it and everything. So we're thankful for that. But our COVID testing tests that we have available, which we don't have many left of, actually expire on January 30th. I've talked to Robert. We've contacted state trying to find out whether there's any availability of COVID tests for us that we could obtain at little or no charge. There are not. Employee health has gone out and looked at what's available on the market, and it's for 300 tests, it's $3,000, so $10 a test. And the bad thing about it is they won't promise you what the expiration date of the new tests are, because they don't know until they get them shipped to them. So the court's going to need to make a decision about that, but I would ask that, Fran, you look at the budget so that we'll know what's available in the employee health budget for tests, or whether we need to look at something else. And I'd ask purchasing, if you would work with Robert and explore all avenues of obtaining those tests and see if we can find some place that will give us an expiration date on those if we do decide to buy more.
Judge, one question I would ask, that at least they give us an estimate of how many they would need to purchase.
Yeah, and I think if we can get an estimate? I'll ask employee health how many they used during 2023, and we will provide that information to the court. As soon as we're finished with court, I'll go over and talk to them and ask them to send email that information to the members of the court.
Okay.
All right. Anything further? All right. Well, we thank you all so much for being here today. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.
Good court, baby.